"Yes, sir. Thank you, sir," replied Paget eagerly as he sat down by the fire to get started, as Craven once again took his place beside the lady.
"That was quite something," she exclaimed.
"Just a few simple lessons that every man should acquire."
"And yet you are the first to provide such to the young man? He was sent to war without knowing how to use his sword?" she asked in amazement.
"Aye," he sighed.
"If I may ask, why is that?"
"Truth be told, the training of an officer is as varied as their character. There is a lot one should know, but not nearly enough time dedicated to the learning of it."
"And you? Did you receive enough?"
"No, but enough to get by, and the skills to keep me alive, though little of that is owed to the army. The truth is, I never intended to be a soldier. I'm not really one now. Or at least, that was the case until Wellesley chewed me up and spat me back out just this very morning."
"An officer who did not want to be a soldier? There must be quite a story there, for you do not strike me as a man who was ushered into the service by his father."
"No, ma'am."
"Do tell."
He looked weary, but as he turned back to her, he could see she wasn't going to take no for an answer, and soon pressed further.
"Captain, you have been assigned to my duty. A gentleman is obliged to make conversation."
"And you think that is what I am?"
"You carry the rank of captain, wear the finest of swords, and inspire those around you. I also hear you drink too much and gamble foolishly." "Is there a better definition of a gentleman?"
He couldn't help but laugh. I think polite society would expect a little more, but I suppose I play at being a gentleman when the time suits."
"Then play one now and indulge me," she pressed.
"I'm just trying to make some money and enjoy my time, same as everyone who wasn't born with enough to live a comfortable life." She looked surprised. "What is it?"
"Your honesty, sir,
is the most unusual and rather delightful."
"Really?"
"Yes. Many a man claims some heroic pursuit. Few ever give an honest answer. Maybe they have said it enough times they have started to believe it, but you? You gave the simple and honest answer to me." "Sometimes simple is best."
"Yes. Yes, it is," she replied as she sipped fondly on her wine. "And will the army make you rich, do you think?"
Craven laughed. "Not a chance. But the service and the nature of war present opportunities for a man able to make the most of it."
"You are accustomed to war?"
"A little, but not on the magnitude of what we're seeing from Napoleon. He means to shake up the fabric of the entire continent, perhaps even the world."
"You almost sound as though you admire him."
"I wouldn't go that far, but he's one to watch."
"Watch indeed.
His armies slaughtered the people of Porto and plundered for 3 days.
He invaded my country and would have us all bowed down to him," she declared passionately.
"Yes, I heard about that."
"I knew people there, some of which may now be gone."
"Wellesley is marching on Porto. He will take it back," replied Craven sympathetically.
"Perhaps. But the British have been driven from my country once already. Do you think you have the stomach to see this through?"
He said nothing as he dipped his head slightly.
"That's right. You aren't here to win a war. Do you have no honour, sir?"
"Honour is what gets brave men killed."
"Justice, then. Would you fight for that?"
He nodded in agreement.
"You are the most peculiar officer I have ever met, Captain. For all I encounter are either eager to die a glorious death or shy away from danger entirely. Yet you have neither a blind will to die nor cowardice. At least that makes you an honest man."
"Yes, ma'am," he replied.